all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
I'm just checking the number 324 already. Nice to have you on board again. Hello, my name is Pete and welcome along. Have you been to the win page recently of our website, yourharrogate.co.uk? Because if not, you're missing out. We've got loads of competitions. You can win cash. We've got Easter competitions, Easter eggs being delivered to a school via helicopter. That is awesome. And what about Mother's Day? A sweet treat for your mum, or maybe savoury treats. Everything that you could ever think of. yourharrogate.co.uk, simply click win. Now, come the end of the week, come the weekend, we like to focus a little bit on Harrogate Town, and we've got a double dose of town, in fact, in this episode of the podcast. Coming up, commercial director Joanne Towler with off-the-field happenings, but first of all, to the team and the main man himself, the gaffer, Simon Weaver, starting off with his thoughts on the 0-0 draw at Crewe last weekend.
Yeah, it was a very gritty performance, and just glad, really, for the players. It was a good tonic for us all, having lost comprehensively, you know, at Mansfield. So delighted because of the efforts and because of the determination to come back home with a point against what was the form team in the league.
Belly made some amazing saves. Not easy, I always think, as a keeper, when you've had that many goals put past you, like at Mansfield, the mental strength that he had to show in that game.
Yeah, immense. I thought Anthony O'Connor and Liam Gibson as well, with the timely tackles and bravery to keep the back door shut. It was another side of our game, you know, that shone through. And but for the Mansfield game, I think we defended well throughout the season. And sometimes a bad moment that we had at Mansfield can sharpen everyone up. And I think it's done just that. And I'm hoping we were able to now reproduce that again for the remaining games of the season. You know, they're all big tests, though.
I mean, it's been stressed before that part of the beauty of League Two is that anybody can beat anyone on their day. We spoke at the fans' forum last time around. I remember you and your dad saying that there are those teams near the top, your Wrexhams, Stockport, Mansfield and Crewe. How far ahead are they in terms of their setup in comparison to yourselves?
I think they're the three clubs. There's some big clubs as well below them, like MK Dons and Crewe. But when you expect certain teams to be up at the top, they're the three. I think it's just because they're the depth of strength of squad. You know, that in midweek games especially, if you've not been given much rest, then they can mix it up probably more so than the other teams and like change five or six. I mean, they've got a midfielder who'd scored against Forest Green twice the weekend preceding our game, and then the rest of them, you know, so for another player of equal ability. So they're able to do that, those teams. But I do think it's still unpredictable because they lost at Walsall the following game, and then we go and pick up a point at Crewe. So it's up to the rest, really, to keep pushing them.
Very exciting as a fan to see the team back in the playoff spots, and we dare to dream, but I know for you guys it's very much take each game as it comes. But just allowing that dream for 1 second of the playoffs and then ultimately promotion to League One, is the club ready for that at this stage, do you think?
Look, I'm just like, there's a football fan in me, obviously, that's why I got into it in the first place, so I think we're allowed to dream, and we put ourselves in a great position to be able to just go for wins, you know, and I think our supporters know that we've been comprehensively beaten once this season in the league, and that was at Mansfield. But even in that game, we tried to go forward and tried to just put the ball in the back of the net. I think, are we ready for League One? Well, a lot of people would say probably not, but at the same time, we want the jubilation of success, you know, and that feeling, it's incredible, that we've sampled before. We want it again, you know, and it's maybe being greedy, but so what? You know, we keep the dream alive. The longer we keep winning, the more we keep winning, and the longer we keep in and around the playoffs. But it's such a tight league. You can go from 7th to 14th in a week, but equally, we want to put pressure on the likes of Barrow and the teams above us as well, and cement ourselves in there. But I would never say that we weren't ready for League One. I would say it's a tough, tough place being challenging against the likes of Wrexham and Mansfield and Stockport, as we already know, and other types of clubs like that in League One. But you always want challenges in your life, and that would be one big challenge, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's not being greedy. It's good. That ambition is fantastic. It's great. Everybody's been talking about how wet it's been wherever you go. For you guys, I would imagine that means lots of heavy pitches that you're playing on. How are fitness levels? And you talk obviously about those big teams at the top. They've got depth in the squad. They can change things up. Not always a luxury that you have. So what's the situation with players' fitness levels and injuries at the moment?
Well, it was good to have a week of respite, you know, so no midweek game. I've talked to a few that I thought looked a little bit weary, understandably so, after not just the physical strain from last week, but also the emotional strain, you know, of the Mansfield game. But I feel that the point that crew was a good tonic, as already mentioned, and then the respite of the week, I feel that players are now refreshed and raring to go again. We may be able to change it, you know, around a bit in the next few games, because I want everyone to feel valued and not to overwork just 11 players. But for tomorrow, we feel that we're raring to go now.
Something that was brilliant, that stood out for me, that came out of the Mansfield game, was how galvanised everybody is. Fans, players, you, backroom staff at the club. It was really interesting to see that obviously a scoreline like that, rightly or wrongly, gets a lot of attention in the media. And it was only a few days after that a lot of your fans were online saying, oh, for crying out loud, just move on. They were really sticking up for the team, which must be very, very pleasing to see as a manager and for the players too.
Yeah, it's been mentioned that to me about, you know, what's been said on social media, because for me, I had a lot on my plate and I wanted to focus on picking the bones out of that without overanalyzing. We haven't overanalyzed the wins, but I needed to have a look in the immediate aftermath of the game and then treat it with a light touch, because I'm in full admiration of the players and their efforts. And it felt like we'd lost one battle and we were battered and bruised from it. But it's about not leaving anybody out in the battlefield. It's a band of brothers mentality. And I think that exists beyond the team and actually being part of the team of supporters, because they know how well the lads have progressed, in my opinion, each and every one of them. And so they are part of the big team of the fans. And there's really good synergy between supporters and the club, better than ever before, I've got to say. And we really do appreciate that support. And it means a lot. It's a commitment being a fan, and it's commitment from being within the club as well. For, you know, when one fall, you know, one upsetting night isn't going to stop the supporters or any part of the team. You know, we just move on to the next one and try and do better.
Another tough one. Right. Walsall this weekend at the Environment Stadium. They seem to have picked up just recently in the last few games. So where do their strengths lie? What do you have to be aware of?
Yeah, well, they are rejuvenated. They're a back three, and they're quite a young back three, but they've got legs and energy about the team. They're a handful moving forwards. You know, they've got Jamil Matt, who won promotion through Forest Green up front. He's about 6'4". Josh Gordon as well, who played well for Barrow. He's played alongside him up front. So the physical handful throughout, three big centre-backs and pace out wide, delivering from out wide. And then Hutchinson, who was at Southend, then going to move to Derby. He's an attacking midfielder who strikes from distance. So we know about their threats. But once again, we'll try and focus on our strengths and try and keep the ball, you know, and try and frustrate them, but by us keeping the ball and being patient and then probing in the way we do.
Big thanks to Simon Weaver for chatting to me at Your Harrogate, and enjoy the match if you're off to cheer them on against Walsall. Come on, town. Now to off-the-field happenings with commercial director. Here comes Joanne Towler.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Oh, honestly, the feeling around Harrogate Town Football Club at the moment, obviously the performance on the pitch is phenomenal. The boys are doing us all proud, but off field, it's again amazing. It's a great place to be at the moment.
You've been in the job 2 years now. What have been some of the steep learning curves for you since being commercial director at Town?
The job is very interesting. It's varied. It's a continual challenge, but in the right way. We're always striving for growth, improvement, and you get lots of little wins along the way. It can be a roller coaster. It's just trying to keep team spirit up off field when maybe the performances haven't been what we wanted. I'd say it's the thrill of the challenge. It's almost a never-ending, overarching continuum.
You need that challenge, definitely, without a doubt. Is there anything that you've been particularly proud of?
Oh, massively. I mean, the team here, everyone is on fire. Everyone's all systems go, and the team make it really, really enjoyable. And I'm proud to be part of that. Also, I guess, you know, the developments within the grounds. We've got new bars, we've got the new kiosks, we've got the LED screen. The crowd is up. The home fans are really, really getting behind us. And it just feels like we're on this trajectory of growth at the moment. All the indicators are leaning towards continuous higher numbers every single game. The support, the crowd noise, obviously working with your Harrogate as well, helping us with our family entertainment on match day.
That's the pinnacle, Joe. That's the highlight. It's got to be, surely.
That's it. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, you guys on match day for us have been absolutely amazing. Also, we've just been awarded silver for the Family Excellence Scheme, which means for us, what we're doing is working, but there are still tweaks to go. So we're at silver at the moment. Obviously, we want to go for gold for next season, just to really encourage the families to come along, have a great day, really close to the football action. You know, you see the players after, we get characters in for the small ones to keep them entertained as well. So we're really trying to create this really unique family experience here at Town. So yeah, it's just great. It's great to see. It's great to feel.
What improvements have to be made then to try and get that goal, do you think?
It's small things, really, but they're all achievable. So it's things that we're rated on, like your first mile up to the club, signage leading to the club. They know, you know, the EFL know we haven't got loads of room for a fan zone, or we haven't, so we're not marked down for that. So we're winning where we can. And like I say, the small improvements are, they're like signage leading up to the ground and maybe offering like a more child-friendly meal, which we did with the Harry Gator meals. It's small little tweaks that we can get some big gains from. So, yeah.
So you're confident that you can get there, and you will get there, obviously, which is fantastic.
No, we're confident.
I mean, with regards to the tickets, it's been well documented since I've been working with you, being part of the Your Harrogate team, that it was a steep learning curve for everybody involved when the club gained promotion to the Football League. Do you feel now with regards to the ticketing system that it is a lot smoother, or are there still improvements that could be made?
I think with Ticketmaster, we did an audit of all ticket providers, and Ticketmaster, we got in touch with other clubs who were using different systems. So we really chose carefully to go with the cream of the crop of the ticketing world. Ticketmaster are brilliant in terms of supporting us with what we need. We have to put restrictions on, unfortunately, for our games due to the fact that away supporters might buy home tickets, and our top priority is keeping our home supporters safe and separate away from the opposing club. So yeah, that is a challenge, especially, you know, but we're excited for the Bradford game coming up on the 23rd of March, where we'll have full away capacity for that game. So we're encouraging all our home supporters to hurry and get their tickets before they go on general sale to everybody.
I mean, with regards to the remaining home fixtures as well, Joe, are there any offers that fans can snap up right now, or is the message just to think ahead and book ahead and sort your ticket as soon as?
Book ahead, get your places sorted, because the position we're at on the table at the moment is very positive. Who knows what will happen, but you know, the way we're going, tickets will become more and more scarce, you know, particularly, let's say, the last game of the season for MK Dons. Hospitality's already sold out in anticipation for seeing where we're at on the table. So I would encourage all home supporters to get tickets sooner rather than later, just so they can get the seat that they want. They know where they are in the ground. If they don't get them sooner, they'll be forced to maybe take a standing position, which they might not want. So, in terms of offers as well, we've still got the flexi ticket running at the moment. We've got 8 home games remaining, so you're still opportune moment to buy a flexi ticket, which will guarantee you a Bradford ticket as well. So, yeah.
And just finally, the club shop always looks good on Commercial Street. So if fans haven't been along recently, what can we expect to see in the club shop? What are some of the good things that are on sale?
Well, Oh, there's loads. There's a full array of attire for Harrogate Town. But if you are coming to the game tomorrow, we've got a match day offer on £30 for the away shirt, which is the blue one. That's the adults. Or the third shirt, which is our black shirt. And that's a match day special only. So that's here at the ground, the club shop within the ground. We've also got, Pete, which I don't know if your Katie would like one, pink scarves.
I've seen, yeah, they look great.
Branded pink scarves.
They look good.
They're on sale on the 10th of February and they have been flying out. People were buying them for Valentine's presents. We had gentlemen buying them for themselves, which is fantastic.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day's coming up as well. We've got a Mother's Day bundle online. So that'll be, you know, things like a scarf, a mug. We've also got... I sound like a sales shop here. We've got the yellow and black New Balance hoodies, zip tops or sweatshirts on at £25 or £20 for children. And that's really, really lovely attire. Like, it keeps you warm. It looks trendy. So it's all going on in the shop.
And like a Harrogate Town version of the Generation Game conveyor belt. We just need a cuddly Harrogator to go by. So everybody go, hey, cuddly toy.
We've got a little Harrogator toy.
Oh, there you go. Generation Game is all sorted. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game against
Walsall.
And thank you.
Thank you, Pete.